Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest is responsible for Irish versions of hit TV shows such as Dragon's Den, Popstars, The Apprentice and Dancing with the Stars. Shina Will was set up in 1999, just before reality TV took off with shows such as Big Brother. But with linear TV viewing numbers on the wane and young people watching clips rather than full-length TV shows, what does the future hold for scripted TV productions? Larry Bass is the founder and chief executive of Shina Will and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
For a guy in TV, it's great to get someone up early like you to join us. Tell us how you came up with the idea of offering Irish versions to these international TV formats.
Well, it was, you know, literally by chance. I was at a TV market in Las Vegas back in the day and came across the format Popstars, which originated actually in New Zealand.
Mm.
And felt, you know, somebody who had a background working in the music industry, who knew Louis Walsh back in the day, and other ways of maybe pulling this together, thought that show would work in Ireland, and then eventually it did.
Is it a case of then selling it to either RTE or Virgin or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So when you buy,
you don't have a lot of choices in Ireland. That's for sure.
No, you don't. So when you get the rights for it, you don't know whether RTE are going to take it yet, do you? It's up to you to package it.
Correct. And famously, that particular show, RTE had passed on it before I acquired it.
Mm.
You know, they'd looked at it and, you know, it didn't work. But sometimes, you know, you have those conversations in a different way. You present in a different way with a different package and different people involved. And it's a different conversation.
Mm.
You know, shows like Traitors, which starts this week on RTE, probably had a road that manoeuvred until somebody said yes. You know,
but it helped.
It took us 11 years to get Dancing with the Stars on our screens in Ireland. 11 years.
Which is basically Strictly Come Dancing for an international audience.
Yeah.
And Traitors, like Big Brother, was invented in the Netherlands. So the Dutch seem to come up with a lot of these clever ideas.
The Dutch got at it, the Scandis.
Obviously the Brits.
You know, the UK has been brilliant. And the reason why they've been brilliant is the change in the Communication Act, which meant that the rights were retained by the producers, which then meant that they would look to sweat the assets as best they can and get them out and about right around the world.
Yeah, and it becomes a global market rather than just a domestic market. Why can't the Irish come up with a TV format that they can sell internationally?
Oh, they have done. And there's, you know, there's been shows. We've created shows and we sold them internationally and we're looking to create even more. So you're not as many shows get commissioned in Ireland when you've got two outlets versus, you know, multiple outlets in bigger countries, you're going to have more shows. So, you know, the amount of shows that will break through internationally are small percentage of every show that's made every week, every month in different countries. So you are going to see more original shows, but they're going to be changed in different formats, not just broadcasting. You're now going to start seeing it direct-to-consumer type shows as well.
Is reality TV here to stay? And I ask that because I mentioned already that young people, they seem to have the attention span of a gnat and they don't want to sit down and watch linear TV at fixed times. And yet much of your business, not all of your business, is exactly that.
Look, content is constantly changing. Entertainment is constantly changing. A talent show like Popstars is an example of a show that's constantly changing. You had talent shows from vaudeville days and theatre. Popstars happened to be another version, which then begot shows like Pop Idol, then begot X Factor, The Voice.
Mm.
There will always be a way of finding new talent. So it will change over time and merge. Dating shows change over time. Dramas will change over time.
But the sit-down linear bit.
That's changing. But that's been changing for a long time. And content... The one thing that's happening is people will follow the show, maybe not necessarily the channel. People want to watch what they want to watch, when they want to watch, on whatever device they want to watch.
Yeah,
and that's here to stay. And we now have to adapt and change our business model.
Does that mean that you parcel it up into smaller bits so that people can watch it on, you know, YouTube Shorts or whatever?
There are significant new shows emerging right around the world, which are consumed in bite-sized chunks. So instead of a TV drama series being watched in 8 half-hour or 6 hour long episodes, they're now being dropped in 3 minute episodes, but there's, you know, 75 or 100 episodes, and people are watching them on the bus, they're watching them on the train. You know, it's just a different way of watching.
Hopefully
not, but you're still watching high quality content, and the higher the quality, the more they want to watch.
Yeah, which means you need good script writers, good actors, good producers, etc., etc. You also make feature films now, and you're working on a brand new drama for ITV, set on both sides of the Irish border.
Yeah, Borderline kicks off mid-October on ITVX in the UK. It'll be on other ITV channels after that. It features Amy de Bruin playing a detective Garda from down here, having to investigate a murder in episode one, with Owen Macken, who's playing a PSNI detective. And they have to, the two jurisdictions have to come together to solve the crime. And that was commissioned by ZDF Studios in Germany. And
it's a bit
did
like,
very well on ZDF.
It's a bit like the bridge between Denmark and Sweden and the tunnel between Britain and France.
I think the only similarities is the fact there's a border. They're completely different shows. John Forte, who's our writer, who's from Northern Ireland, created this completely original piece. And we're delighted to say that we're now in talks about doing series two for ZDF.
Well, congratulations on that. Are there enough tax incentives here for your line of work?
You know, there's tax incentives for the film and TV drama and animation world, which has been in existence for many years. It's tried and trusted, one of the best in Europe. And there's a new tax incentive for non-scripted TV. Mm. So shows like Dancing with the Stars and, you know, other shows that will, you know, be shot in studio, there is now this new Section 487 tax credit, which just been announced by Irish government, not in action just yet. But I think that will help bring more opportunity for Irish producers and potentially more foreign direct investment. And you know, the end is it's creating an even bigger crew here in Ireland you know, do all these shows. And people come to Ireland because of great crews, great locations, and safe and solid tax credit.
Larry, thanks very much for getting up early and joining us. That's Larry Bass, the Chief Executive and Founder of Shinawil.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.